This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, friends, welcome back. We're going to try to do Daf Samach Gimel Amud Beis, and with this we're going to finish the 8th Perek. We just did the sugya of which Adar is Iker, Adar Aleph or Adar Beis. Anyway, this week it's already 60 days before Purim, and if you do an Amud a day, you could finish Masechta Megillah by Purim. Especially if you double up a couple of times, then you could for sure finish. And we're going to do Samach Gimel Amud Beis, the final Mishnah of the 8th Perek. Actually, Amud Beis is entirely a Mishnah. So here we go. Rabbi Yehuda Omer. You know what? We have to do the Ran still on Samach Gimel Amud Beis on the top of the page. So let's see that. Ad Rosh Chodesh Adar, Ad Rosh Chodesh Adar Rishon, Ad Seif Adar, Ad Seif Adar Rishon. Kachi Iker Hagersa. The Taima Mishum, the Adar Stama, Rishon Mashma. That's what the Mishnah said. Go down to the Ran on the Gemara. Alma stama da adar rishon hu legirsa kama de kasiv na masnisin asi shaper da hatnan de bein ba'omer ad roish bein ba'omer ad soif rishon mashma v'hatanya this v'hatanya is going benichusa meklal de bereisha loy b'mer saskinan if it says v'mhoisa mu'beres does that imply that the reisha is where it's not mu'beres v'tmiya v'hatana ad roish chodesh adar rishon. We learned until Rosh Chodesh Adar Rishon, the Mashma, the Iko Sheni. That implies there's a second one. Elavadei Kula B'mu Baras Askinan. Miu Reisha, Mayri, the Reisha is talking about, Dolo Yada B'Ibura. The Reisha is talking about where you didn't know about the Ibor. The Reisha is talking about you didn't know about the Ibor. Hilka ki amra ad rosh chodesh adar, ad rosh chodesh adar rishon mashma. Dolo yada di ika adar sheni, you didn't know that there was a second adar. Vaseifa diktani v'mhoisa shan muberes hachi kamar. Shem hayo yoidea b'shas nidro, if you knew at the time of the nether, shoysa shan muberes ki amra ad adar sheni mashma. Zak the Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda Omer. Rabbi Yehuda said, Koinam yayin she'ini time ad she'ya Pesach. If somebody says, I make a koinam, that wine I'm not going to taste until it's Pesach. So when does Pesach begin exactly? Doesn't mean until the beginning, doesn't mean till the end. L'neskavin zel ela ad leil Pesach. His kavan is till the night of Pesach. Ad shah shederach b'nei adam lishtois yayin. Till the time that a person typically drinks wine. Amar koinam basar she'ini taim adshei hatsayim. Somebody says, I aser meat that I'm not going to taste until the fast. Eino yaser ela ad leilei tsayim. He's not aser until the night of the fast. The night time. Now, what does that mean, until the fast? Obviously, until the fast. It can't mean after the fast began, because once the fast began, you can't eat anymore. Let's see the Ran. Ad, shleniskam etzel, ela ad shosh derech v'ni adem lishtois yayin. Dahainu ad leil ha-pesach. Till the night of Pesach. Dazlina and basar umdino. We go by an umdino, shleniskam etzel, liyaser b'leil ha-pesach b'yayin. He was not niskavin to aser the night of Pesach in wine. Afalpi shalafi lashan nidroi, even though according to the lashan of his neder, mashma da aser, da ha'amar ad sheyehei. Even though you say ad sheyehei, and you would think you're aser until sort of after Pesach, no, it means until the beginning of. Okay, the Mishnah continues. Amar koinam basar sheni tam adshei atzayim. So eno aser ela ad leil tzayim. Shleniskavin zeh ela ad Shah shadach mei adam lecha basar. If he says ad atzayim, it means until the fast begins. Let's see how the Ran explains that. Ad shah shadach mei adam lecha basar. Dehainu, erev yom kippurim. So in this case,
why does the Ran have to come to say that?
Which part?
The this particular case is Erev Yom Kippurim. Like, what's missing in the Mishnah that I would have thought of, that I have to, that he has to say it's that.
I think what the Ram means is as follows: that if somebody says it doesn't mean he could eat basar literally up till the fast, because that we would, even if he didn't make a nether, you could eat meat until the fast, and you can't eat meat once the fast begins. The point is, you would have to stop eating some time before that. When you say ad sheyehei hatsoim, you mean until the time that people typically eat meat, meaning you could eat until the zman that people have their final suda. In this case, you don't mean up until the fast, you mean even before that. You mean to aser until the time that that fast usually starts.
Okay. There's other fasts in the year. I mean, and do people eat meat Arab Tisha B'Av? I mean, so like, were we worried about it with that day? Don't eat meat Arab Tisha B'Av. It's 9 days. You only eat meat Yom Kippur. Arab Yom Kippur.
Right. So the Ran, I'm saying, is the Ran came along and says it has to be Arab Tisha B'Av. Like, exactly. I wouldn't take it to Arab Tisha B'Av. So like, man,
no, because the Mishnah says, so it's not saying you could eat meat up until the fast. Yeah, you could eat meat up until the zman that people eat their pre-fast suda. That's what the Ran's saying. Until the zman that people eat meat, namely at the suda samafsakas. That's what the Ran says, Dahainu Erev Yom HaKippurim. Like we learned in Perek Oysev Yasvanar, Rabbi Yosef Galil, Omer Af Erev Yom HaKippurim Begalil, V'ha Adifa Mikamaisa. This is a bigger chiddush than the case before. Sharei Eino Magi Yisurei Ad Atzoyim, the Isser doesn't go up until the fast. And therefore, when the Mishnah says, Ad Leile Hatzoyim, it's Lav Davka, because you're eating Mi Ba'erev. You're eating in the afternoon, Ela ad suda shel leile hatsayim kamar. Okay. The Mishnah continues. The Mishnah says, Rabbi Yosi ben Ayomer, Rabbi Yosi, his son says, the son of Rabbi Yehuda, presumably, koinam shum she'ina tamacha te Shabbos. I ask her garlic until it's Shabbos. Einoi aser ela ad leile Shabbos. He's only aser until Friday night, which is the zman that people usually eat garlic. Shalei niskavein zeh, ela ad shah, shadarach mnei adam lecha b'shum. Ha'imer lechaveroi, someone who says to his friend, koinam she'ini nene lecha, I aser that I am going to get hanah from you, meaning I say I will not get hanah from you unless im einad bov noita levanech, if you don't come and take for your son kor echad shalchitin ushtei chavir shal yayin, one core measurement of wheat and 2 barrels of wine. So let's say a person says, I'm not getting hana from you unless you take this benefit from me. The one who made the neder could cancel his neder without a chacham. Because Hareza Yachal Hafras Nidra Shal Becham Vyarmalay and say, Kloma Marta Elimnei Kvaidi. Meaning the person who you said to, I'm not going to get enough from you if you don't take for your son. So that person could say, you only said it for my honor. You wanted my son to have this gift. Zeu Kvaidi. It's my honor that I shouldn't have to give it to him. It's, you just wanted to honor me. So my honor is I don't have to go and actually give it to him. Likewise, if someone says to his friend, "Koinim shat nenasli, you can't get hana from me," and in at above and noisin levni kor shalchit and shechaver shal yayin, you can't get hana from me unless you give my son a measurement of wheat and 2 barrels of wine. Rameir says, "Aser atchiyitain." So taka, if I say you can't get hana from me. If I say you can't get hana from me if you don't come and help out my son, so Meir says, Asar Chiyitin, that Taka, you can't get hana from me until you help my son. Chamim say, no, the guy who made the nether could say, he could also be matir the nether without a chacham. And he could say, "Hare ani kilu niskabalti. I said it that you can't get hana from me unless you give my son X, Y, and Z. I'll treat it as if he received it." Let's see the Ran on the bottom. Ha'omer l'chaveroi zehu kavaydi v'kivan de'omed meichiach. Hare Shari. Let's say the guy says, it's my honor that I shouldn't have to give my son. And it's my chiyach that this is what was said. That it's clear that the guy is saying, it's an honor for me not to have to give my son. Rameir Asar Achayitin. Now, does Rameir argue in the first case? It says, Rameir says, in this second case, namely, if somebody says, you can't get hana from me if you don't benefit my friend, Rameir says you're going to have to, in the case where I say you can't get hana from me unless you give my son X, Y, and Z, Rameir says you have to give the son X, Y, and Z. So the Ran says, likewise, he would argue if you say to your friend that I can't get hana from you if you don't help out my son. Sorry, if you don't take for your son, then you could be matir the neder and say you did it for my honor. No, Rameir would say, no, you have to actually give it to your son in that case. In both cases, Rameir would argue. The Ran says, well, denami de palaga kamaisa, de asra achayito, you'd have to take it. V'hachi yisubi yishalmi. Kvar pirashti mishnah zu perek arba nedarim. The Ran says, already explained this mishnah earlier. Ba'arucha b'siyata d'shmaya. Fine, next case. Haya mesarev v'ilaseis basachos. If someone's pressuring you to marry their niece, v'amar, and he says, you know what? Koinam shehi nenes li la'olam. I asked her from getting hana from me forever. I'm not marrying her. V'chein ha-magarish, the son who divorces his wife. Oimer, and he says, koinam ishti nenes li la'olam. Koinam, let's say he divorces his wife and he says, I asked my wife from getting hana from me forever. Hare elu mutaris li hanuslai. They're not to get any hana from him. I'm sorry. They're both allowed to get hana from him. Hare elu mutaris lahanasla. Why? Because what he meant was, I'm not living with them. But not that they can't get any hana from me whatsoever. His point is, I'm not going to be married to them. They're pressuring him to marry a certain woman. So he asers her. He's only asering her to marry him, not to get hana in general. And likewise, if someone divorced his wife and then he asered her with an eder, it's only l'shem ishas. Shalinis gavin zel l'shem ishas. This guy's kavana is only for marriage. The final statement of the Mishnah, so you're pressuring your friend to eat by you. Amar, and he says, koinim l'beis chash eini nechnes. I aser your house, I'm not going in. Or tipas tsoinin shani toim l'cha. Or a drop, even of your cold water, for me to taste it. Mutter l'kanes l'beisai. The halach is, he's allowed to go into his house. And v'lishas men utsanen, and drink cold water. Why? Because what he meant is, I'm not eating in your house, I'm not dining in your house, but I'm allowed to go in your house. Even though I assured going into your house, I only assured going into your house because I don't want to eat by you. Because if I eat by you, you're going to hold me hostage the whole Shabbos. And you're going to say, oh, it was such a geshmak of Shabbos. We stayed here for 4 hours, committing the avera of partial suicide. Okay, so you didn't kill yourself completely, but you just killed yourself for 4 hours. What's the nafka? You know, chatzi shir is also aser min ha-tayra. You could have ended the meal after an hour and 15 minutes. You could have sang a karibayin, mizmar le-David, yom zeli Yisrael. You could have even sang chazek kir yasi. You could have said 3 divrei Torah and then call it a day. Now I have to listen to your stories that never happened for another 2 hours and 45 minutes? No. I aser your house from entering. Halacha is I'm allowed to enter your house. It's just I can't eat by you. I was only mechavin for eating and drinking. Hadrin alach koinum yayin. Let's see the final line of the Ran. It's a mitzvah. Oz tikra v'ashem yane. Grada, there's a tzava, Rabbi Yehuda HaChosid, not to marry the daughter of your sister. And Reb Chaim was usually makbid on that. And I happened to know someone who asked Reb Chaim. And Reb Chaim said, okay, you could do it. And he did. Even though Reb Chaim never said that, I know somebody who went to Reb Chaim. He happens to be a mashgiach in one of the biggest yeshivas in America. His son married his Bas HaChosoy, and he asked Reb Chaim, and Reb Chaim said, apparently Baruch HaKodesh, that they could do it. Even though in general he never said. Anyway, Shalei Nisgavin Zeh Elu L'Shem Achilu Shtia V'Loi She'i Aser B'Knisa Sabayis. Not that he should be Aser to enter the house. U'ti'imas Tipas Tzoynein Toysefta Ho'im Esar B'Chaber V'Shiach L'Achlo Etzloi B'Mishtav O'imer Koyne Beis Chashani Nichnas Toycha Mishte Aser. Taka, during the meal, you can't go into his house. After the meal, you could. So don't just say, no, I only meant that I don't want to eat by you, but I could still go into your house. No, true, when the meal is over, not during the meal. Okay, so that's Samach Gimel Amud Beis. Have a great night, everyone. Bracha v'hatzlacha, kol tov.
Recording stopped.
Can you show up for dessert then?
Bad move. You get stuck there the whole day.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.